If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate. For those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR and other networks. We have a great show, and I think Magical Engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about a little bit about the monkeypox and some new symptoms there. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hit the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Lamentations 3, and it says, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him." Absolutely. You know, the Lord is going to appear to those that are looking for him. They know the time, the season in which he returns. And so that's what the Bible says. Scripture can't lie. So if you don't know the Lord, now is the time, for the time in the hourglass evaporates and the invitation expires. Mind time, it grows short. Seek the Lord. All right. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, they're saying in this new study that the use of ventilators during the COVID event, this is a new study, they found that it was the patients that were on ventilators that developed a secondary bacterial pneumonia infection that for the large part of it was responsible for their deaths, not the COVID itself. So they were also admitting that COVID is just another common seasonal influenza, and the average death rate had the health authorities, you would have had an average death rate, they said, had they not pushed the ventilator treatment. It was not the COVID that killed these people. It was ventilators, according to the research. And that's exactly what virologist Johan Gazeek of the Netherlands said in 2020 when they asked him to come out of retirement and analyze the virus. And that's what he said. It was a standard influenza. Most people had already come in contact with it. And like any influenza, it was going to be more severe for the young and old and those who had compromised immune systems. He also thought it was quite draconian what the governments were doing. So the medical establishment is set up to profit from pandemics. Instilling fear is part of that campaign. All right, next up in the quack report, monkeypox outbreaks reported in Chicago, 70% of them that were infected already were vaccinated with the viral smallpox vaccine. So monkeypox outbreak in Chicago, it appears that it's infecting men that were already vaccinated. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that during the first part of the show. And last but not least, drug shortages are in the news again. They're saying an all-time high leading to rationing. We've reported on this a couple times. Thousands of patients are facing delays in getting treatments for cancer and other life-threatening diseases. Due to drug shortages, the United States is approaching record-level shortages as hospitals are scouring for their shelves for supplies to reverse lead poisoning. They don't have anything. They're also looking for sterile fluids needed to stop for bypass surgery. They don't have that. They're also looking for antibiotics that are still scarce, and also children's Tylenol, kind of hard to find. So hundreds of drugs are on the list of medications that are in shortages. The United States and its officials are still not able to fix the supply chain interruption, especially when it comes to generic medications. And we've reported on that before, so I hope you guys are preparing for that. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Oh, Frank is saying, doesn't most of the pharma drugs come from China? Most of the generics do, yeah. So when a drug comes off the patent, usually goes into a generic form, and smaller drug companies tend to pick those generics up. And a lot of those companies are not in the United States and don't fall under FDA, anything. So this is a problem. So hopefully it can get rectified for people that are depending on things. Frank thinks they're shutting the U.S. down. That's quite possible, Frank. So, people that are metabolically dependent on medications, they need to have made preparations for this. What, Frank? You're saying what? It's an economic war, he says. It's war. Well, yes, it is. So, all right, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about the monkeypox. Now, we talked about the monkeypox a while back when first surges rattled the news networks. So research is now discovering, though, that patients are showing up with symptoms that can misdiagnose them with a sexual disease, maybe syphilis or herpes, instead of the monkeypox. So it seems that the monkeypox can have additional symptoms now, that medicine is now redefining the disease to help medical professionals diagnose it correctly. So according to the Chicago, Illinois Department of Health, Department of Public Health, 70% of those that got infected with monkeypox were already vaccinated for it. So the patients were all males. So what's going on with the monkeypox that suddenly new symptoms are associated with it? Now, these folks got the viral vaccine for smallpox, which they said would work on monkeypox. It's really a question what they got, to be honest. But we're going to look at this new study. This is research in July 2022 from Queen Mary University in London. Their research did get published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And regarding the monkeypox, and they said there's cases in 16 countries, more than 500 confirmed infections showing more clinical symptoms that tend to impact a diagnosis. So the research team is describing this as a real global health threat, as physicians may miss it as a pox disease and treat patients instead for a venereal disease. So it's interesting what they're saying here, because the target seems to be males. So what's really astonishing is this form of the monkeypox develops venereal lesions like an STD, affecting 98% of the patients, which are homosexual or bisexual men. Now, why is that? So could it be that it's a coincidence that the patients also had an STD that maybe occurred at the same time as they got the monkeypox? Well, statistically, that's unlikely. But here's what the New England Journal of Medicine states. Many of the infected individuals reviewed in the study presented with symptoms not recognized in current medical definition for the monkeypox. So the new additional symptoms for monkeypox includes a single genital lesion or a sore on the mouth or the anus, and pain and difficulty swallowing, which, you know, that could mean oral gonorrhea. All right, so here's a quote from Cleo Orkin, a professor of HIV medicine at Queen Mary University, London, who says, "We have shown that the current international care definitions need to be expanded to add symptoms that are not currently included." So I'm saying to myself, if medical professionals are not informed and patients are misdiagnosed, it could lead to a serious outbreak, especially among the high-risk groups. So Cleo goes on to say, viruses know no boundaries, and monkeypox infections have now been described in 70 countries and in more than 13,000 people. So now this is kind of interesting, that an HIV specialist, that's who she is, she's a professor at HIV medicine, Queen's Mary University. Why is an HIV specialist involved in this study? Didn't Anthony Fauci have research in HIV and the drug AZT? And recently, Fauci felt that the monkeypox should be compared to HIV. Why is that? Well, here's a quote from the New England Journal of Medicine, August 2022. It says, "The New England Journal of Medicine reported that Anthony Fauci and H. Clifford Lane both reflected on the similarities between the monkeypox outbreak and the HIV/AIDS epidemic, which both men spent much of their careers studying," end of quote. So New England Journal of Medicine highlighted that. So typically the monkeypox is not a sexually transmitted disease. Therefore, what has made it into a sexually transmitted disease with STD symptoms? That's a good question. And since Fauci and Clifford have been studying these diseases most of their career, was there a manipulation of the monkeypox and HIV to merge them into a new disease? So if monkeypox was intentionally merged with HIV or another viral disease, virologists would need to look at it. They need to look at this disease to see if there has been any disease edits. Good virologists could find that. Let me read you a quote. This is from Dr. John Thornhill, physician in sexual health and HIV and clinical senior lecturer at Barts National Health Studies Health Trust at Queen Mary University. He says, we have also found monkeypox virus in a large proportion of the semen samples tested from the people with monkeypox. End of quote. Interesting. Now, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, they said, according to federal data, over 16,000 U.S. monkeypox cases have been confirmed so far. So here's my question now. Is our system prepared for this? Is our healthcare system prepared? That is a question people really are asking, if the healthcare system in the United States is capable of dealing with disease outbreaks. Well, here's what the healthcare specialists are saying. This is Kelso McFane, PhD and MPH Health and Human Rights Fellow at Harvard, who says, whatever the monkeypox virus has shown up, wherever it's shown up, it has tested the ability of our public health systems to respond decisively and urgently during the emergency. Well, let's translate that to say, it's tested the ability, tested. I'm going to say stressed the ability of the public health system. Now, the global health, get this, Frank, the Global Health Security Index ranked the United States number one in how it handled the COVID event. And additionally, it stated the United States is extraordinarily prepared for pandemics and is leading in a different way, whatever that means. However, there is a significant difference between preparedness and response. So here is what, here's some insight into the real state of affairs, okay? Here's a quote from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He said this July 2022. He said, preparedness alone does not guarantee a rapid response. With COVID-19 and now monkeypox, we were too slow to respond, and it was as if we were sitting in a turbocharged Ferrari capable of massive acceleration, but instead only idling in the driveway. End of quote. Ooh, right? Now, here is Dr. Tom Frieden. He's the CEO of Resolve to Save Lives, but he's also the former director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He said this in July. He has three things he wants to impart to us. He said, first, there's a lack of data access needed to understand where disease outbreaks are spreading. This is due to data collection limitations that have never been fixed. End of quote. Secondly, he says, there is also a need to update analog systems and connect them to each other, getting them to speak the same language. Right now, it's the Tower of Babel. And lastly, he says, third, we lack sufficient numbers and in some cases skills of people and systems at the federal, state, and local levels that can deliver services and communicate effectively with communities. The reality is we are in perpetual panic and we neglect funding cycles. End of quote. What? Perpetual panic. Ouch. So it appears that the fractured data collection systems tend to leave health authorities like the CDC this arduous task of sifting through data like a giant jigsaw puzzle, trying to make sense of it. When seconds count in a pandemic, that situation leads to a disaster. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, remember her, CDC director? She also said this, July 2022, she said, "I have been struck as we at the CDC are now conquering another public health challenge, monkeypox, as to know how little authority we at the CDC have to receive the data." See, everybody's on a different data system. Your local states and health departments, they're all on different data systems. So the U.S. has this real problem with pandemic preparedness and response. The CDC lacks the ability to gather information to help advise the public and successfully deal with a pandemic. So we're talking about a health agency being in the dark regarding where the vaccine has gone, who has been vaccinated, whether the vaccine is working, and monkeypox case data on who is getting infected, what's their age, their race, and ethnic group. They don't know anything. So if they don't have rapid standardized data, they can't respond appropriately. They can't advise. Okay, so Walensky says this, "We cannot at the CDC collect the data and make informed decisions about by calling 64 jurisdictions and honestly over 3,000 counties." I'm sorry, 3,000 countries. I read that wrong. So they're overwhelmed, obviously. So if the agencies don't have the facts, yet they want to roll out a vaccine for use, well, that's going to lead to another problem, isn't it? So the government is spending money on other things and really not making our country safe. And with all the technology and artificial intelligence that the health authorities have, well, the American people are turning to them for answers, but they're going to deliver anything but the truth because they don't have any information. Maybe they're counting on artificial intelligence to fix it. What do you think, Frank? Can they count on that? So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response are in charge of monkeypox vaccine distribution. They send the U.S. states, all 50 of them, these paper forms, or sometimes they email the forms, and they can fill, and the states fill them in when they're requesting the vaccines. Now, according to physicians, the forms had some problems, and this leads to bad data. Here is a quote from Claire Hannon. She's an executive director of the Association of Immunization Managers. She said, "They were asking states to complete forms on those who were receiving the vaccine, but the problem was that they had the wrong fields for the specific questions being asked, such as the reason for the vaccination or type of exposure or risk. So it wasn't that the forms weren't being filled out. It was that they couldn't be filled out correctly." Interesting. These people are supposed to know what they're doing. Well, let's talk about, let's get a little disease snapshot of, monkeypox. According to the CDC, the symptoms of monkeypox is similar to the milder than the smallpox. So one difference between the two pox viruses is your monkeypox makes the lymph nodes swell. So your symptoms will be fever, headache, muscle aches, backache, swollen lymph nodes, chills, exhaustion, rash, begins on the face, and then it spreads to the body and can cause lesions. Well, the virus runs its course, they say, in 2 to 4 weeks, and the fatality ratio is 3 to 6%, which means 300 to 600 people out of 1,000 can perish. It's estimated that one infected person can infect 6 to 9 others. The WHO states there is a licensed antiviral agent used to treat smallpox that is approved for the monkeypox. And the thing to remember is your CDC, your WHO, your other health authorities are stating your monkeypox is self-limited. Well, this means the virus runs its course, and your prognosis is usually very good for most people. So those with compromised or weak immune systems will have a more difficult time with any disease. And the severe cases occur in children, elderly, and those with autoimmune diseases. Oh, sort of like HIV. Mm-hmm. Do you suppose that's maybe why they merged it with HIV, Frank? Well, there's complications. Some people are also going to be more susceptible to complications of monkeypox. They may experience things like secondary infections, blood poisoning called sepsis, encephalitis, swelling of the brain, or corneal infection and vision loss. So those are kind of severe cases. So how is it spread? Well, monkeypox is normally spread when a person comes in contact with an infected person and has direct contact with their blood, body fluids, or infected lesion. Therefore, with human transmission, you would need to touch an infected lesion, exchange body fluids through kissing or sex, or get a blood transfusion that is infected blood. Getting bit by an infected rodent is another way of an infected animal to pass on the infection. Now, for aerosol droplets to be an infection route, there would be a need to have prolonged exposure to a very sick person that you may be taking care of. Well, I personally want to walk on the nature side. The pitcher's plant has an inhibitor to smallpox viruses. So if the virus is also a hemorrhagic type, you can layer in a little gentian root, which has an inhibitor to hemorrhagic fever viruses. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they offer the pitcher's plant. They also have pandemic kits, and they have the gentian root. So you give them a call if you want their catalog. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. They also have 24-hour ordering there. International numbers, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. The web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So you can request their catalog on the website or over the phone. Right now, they're having a Memorial Day sale, so you can save 25% if your order is $55 or more. You can see details online. You can use the coupon code FLAG23 also on your order form if you're mailing in an order to save the discount. Now, you want to hurry because the sale will end soon and restrictions apply. So get what you need while you can, while supplies are in, because we know what's going on with the supply chain, don't we, Frank? It's becoming more difficult by the day. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. He will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
All right, bouncy bumper. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to jump into a new topic. We're going to be looking at diapers for a minute. I kind of reported a bunch of this information back in 2017, and I just wanted to recap some of it and see how things have changed a little bit. So an indicator of national health is to check the markets to see if there is any growth in industries like manufacturing products, especially for medical needs. So a market that is quickly expanding is really in the disposable diaper area. Kimberly Clark has made a fortune selling disposable baby diapers. However, here there's a shift in selling also adult diapers because fewer Americans today are having children. So they're kind of shifting to adult diapers too. So advertisers are actually sensitive to the stigma that can come with wearing adult diapers for incontinence issues. So they're offering direct sales in unmarked packaging, for the adult diaper product. Now the product has also kind of dropped the diaper description as a label, and they're calling it a disposable incontinence brief. And the TV ads that you see, the print ads also on the female versions, they have printed nice designs on, the undergarments, make them pretty. So you may have also noticed that the attitude of physicians as well as the diaper industry is that incontinence is expected as the adults get older. So they call it the new normal. So they expect you to become incontinent. So it's common but not normal. So we're going to take a look at this. So the diaper industry is making sure advertising makes adult diapers appear as a new normal, and they are working hard with discreet advertising to remove the embarrassment or the stigma to using the product. They can pull out Sesame Street characters and, you know, that are wearing these disposable briefs to make it look normal. So for those on social media, Kimberly Clark started an incontinence awareness charity, and Jay Gottlieb, he's Kimberly Clark's adult care business CEO, he says, "We're trying to make the product more normal and even fun with real people in our ads saying, hey, I have bladder leakage and it's no big deal." Well, let's look at the market growth here. So, you know, there's some serious health problems with regards to incontinence when adult diapers outsell all other household paper products like napkins, paper towels, toilet paper, and paper plates. According to the U.S. Euromonitor International, in 2016, adult diaper sales were $1.8 billion. Okay, so let's jump ahead to 2022. Adult diaper sales is $13.42 million. Oh, my goodness. They expect it to grow by 2028 to $22.7 million. They're expecting a whole lot of people to have illness. They forecast an increase in the adult diapers year after year. Compared to the baby diapers, back in 2016, they said the baby diapers had a growth of 2.6%. So baby diapers today in 2021, they're 7.99 million in sales. They expect that to grow to 92 million by 2030. Unbelievable. Unreal. This is with birth rates falling and lifespan, they're saying, is expanding or lengthening. So your disposable diaper manufacturers had to expand to the adult market as the baby care market is shrinking. Women in particular are targeted for disposable undergarments because more women than men have bladder incontinence due to childbearing and other reasons. According to the Urology Care Foundation, about 80% of women will have bladder control problems. So the marketing department at Georgetown University reported another angle on the diaper manufacturers were using to attract younger people in their 50s and 40s and even younger. They want them to wear their products. They are hiring celebrities that are 10 years younger than their target customer to wear the undergarments, sometimes outside their clothes, as the only item for from the waist down. So the ads are saying that it's also for attractive people. Yeah. So not just nursing home patients are wearing the product, apparently. So as disposable undergarments are designed to look like regular underwear, you just may see them packaged hanging next to the Hanes and Fruit of the Loom products. So they seem to be completely competitively priced. A 10-pack is about $12 or more now. It's gone up. So if we compare that to your baby diapers that come in a pack of 44, they cost 18 cents a piece. Now they're more as well. So your adult undergarment industry has several styles as the activewear line. And they have liners and less noticeable under your clothes so they can make them thinner. According to hygiene research, the Euromonitor says the activewear line does not offer as much protection for those with serious incontinence. So they streamlined it so you don't notice it under your clothes, but they don't give as much absorption. So the activewear is typically for the younger, more active market group. So what consumers in their 40s or younger, that's what they'd be wearing. So here's the list. This is where the advertising's going. You can wear the adult undergarments if you're long-distance drivers, you know, truck drivers, if you're pilots, truckers, NASCAR drivers, international pilots, long-distance, wear the undergarment. You don't have to use the restroom. Stock exchange employees, they can't take a break. They can't leave the board. Use the undergarment. Emergency responders, firefighters, security details, if you can't use the bathroom. Professional athletes, also on the list. And then I heard a report, Frank, that the Asian population, especially in Japan, the younger set of people using the activewear, they don't want to take the time to go to the restroom. So they'll wear them just because they don't want to have to take a break and go do that. So recent research now is showing that young adults in their 20s are using the incontinence undergarments due to a medical necessity now. So conditions that can interfere with normal bladder control are affecting younger adults. Here's some of the reasons they become customers of disposable briefs. It could be a neurological disorder, it could be MS, Parkinson's, or maybe a stroke, spinal cord injury, as well as evasive pelvic surgery, or congenital birth defect. So I've also read reports that both in China and Japan, landfills are full of adult diapers, and they outnumber the baby diapers. So the adult diapers are really being used in Japan and China. Here's some additional market information. The adult diaper manufacturers wanting to tap a larger share of the consumer market introduced in 2016 a bladder support product that is worn internally to prevent bladder leaks rather than absorb them. So it's along the lines of a tampon that is inserted, and it's inserted like one. So it supports the urethra and stops bladder leakage, supposedly. The product is pushed heavily on patients with what is called stress urinary incontinence. And this incontinence occurs when pressure is put on the bladder, maybe from coughing or sneezing or even dancing. So the ads for this product target middle-aged females and tell them they can laugh without leaks. Mm-hmm. Well, there are also some drugs that can promote incontinence. Some people may have a drug-induced incontinence, and they may not realize it. Millions of Americans are worldwide. People are wider using prescriptions, and even some over-the-counter medicines that can be causing the incontinence condition. Here's a list of some of the drugs. Antidepressants, allergy antihistamines, decongestants, narcotic painkillers, alpha blockers, sedatives, or hypnotic medications, antipsychotic meds, loop diuretics, calcium channel blockers, and oral estrogens or birth control and menopause medicines, as well as sleep aids, can promote that. So there's also, you probably know this, you guys out there are smart. Some beverages can also encourage incontinence. So beverages that contain caffeine encourage incontinence or a leaky bladder because the caffeine acts like a diuretic. University of Alabama did a study, and they said that women who drink a lot of caffeine, 3 cups of coffee a day or tea, increase their risk of developing incontinence by 70%. Dr. John Gleason stated the caffeine encourages the kidneys to release more water from the blood system and causes the bladder to fill up quickly. And here are some beverages that contain caffeine that you may be drinking, especially the younger generation. Caffeine, it works like a diuretic, so energy drinks, iced tea, soda, coffee, any caffeinated shots that they're drinking. Also, alcohol has a very much a dehydrating effect, but it makes you go to the bathroom a lot. And what did you say, Frank? 3 cups is a lot. I've known people that drink a whole pot of coffee and more than a pot a day, which shocked me. I thought, whoa, nervous system is on the jitters. I mean, I don't think I can't do it. That is a lot. I had three coffee, Frank. That kind of caffeine makes me nervous. So I was a big tea drinker until recently. So the tannic acids bother me, so I can't have any of that. So if you're trying to get off the caffeine, here's something that I use to help me transition off of the tea that I used to like. I would use ginseng. Ginseng would give my cells energy boosts, but without the caffeine issue, so you don't miss the caffeine. So you're okay, and you don't have to drink it. See? Now you can drink some other teas. Herbal teas are great. A good substitute for coffee and tea is roasted dandelion root tea. Excellent. So I see these reports and people are saying it's the new normal and they're expected as you get older. It's common, but it's not normal. You know, think of the people in the Bible that lived hundreds of years. They didn't have disposable diapers, you know, so they were healthier. They had better foods and everything else, but we have to work harder at protecting our health these days. Incontinence is, you know, something that I think is avoidable. You want to look at also, keep a food journal to see what you're sensitive to that can create, urgency. Okay. Sometimes it could be a food allergy. So, or it could be a medication you're on. So you need to really look at your lifestyle, evaluate what it could be. You have that power to stop the incontinence in those cases and make changes. And your white coats aren't going to suggest that. So, you have that power to deal with that. Now, some lifestyle changes do go a long way to avoid incontinence. We mentioned the beverages, the medications, some foods. Exercise is also a way to strengthen the core, very beneficial. Miranda Esmond White, classical stretch workouts, very good. Some people say they like yoga. It helps strengthen the body core. So those things that strengthen that area, the pelvic area, is very helpful. Then the other things I like to use are herbs that cleanse the urinary tract, kidney, and bladder area, strengthen the urethra and the bladder wall. Usually, urgency is the nerve endings of the bladder wall are, you know, being overstimulated. So could be some, you know, chemical irritants in there that you would need to cleanse out. So think about those things as an option. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a wonderful kidney bladder cleanse kit. It's a 2-week cleanse, very good for things like that, very affordable too. So you may be able to avoid the, you know, undergarments, the disposable undergarments, and just do a cleanse. Give them a call. Find out. They have a free catalog they can send you. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Or you can visit them at thepowerherbs.com to get more information. All right, we got a few minutes here. And I'm looking, Frank, did you say something? Oh, you like raw dandelion root tea, Frank? Did you say raw? I like the roasted. I think it has just a richer flavor. Frank? I can hear Bumper. Frank has got Bumper open in my headset. All right, we've got a few minutes. Let's just talk about what do we do in difficult times? We want to prepare for difficult times. Hopefully they don't come, but you know, the Bible says a lot about preparing. If you read Scripture, it informs you to be ready. Timothy chapter 3:1-7, it talks about treacherous times. And so we don't lie down and be abused during treacherous times. We don't let the taskmasters walk all over us and steal and kill. No, Jesus instructs us to take our money and go buy a sword, a weapon to defend yourself. Luke 22:36. And also, the serfs, you know, had a means of defense in England. And so their defense frightened their taskmasters or the tyrants in the government. So even the Asian continent, like Korea and the martial art area, all that technique of using your hands and your feet started from the peasants that were suppressed, and they weren't allowed to bear arms, so they had to use what they had, which was themselves. So our right to defend ourselves didn't really come from the founding fathers, who were inspired by God's word. So our right comes from God. Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights, it comes from the Creator. It's clear. Those rights come from God. Therefore, any attempt to destroy the right really has no standing. So Americans need to change the way they think of their rights to live free. So one way to make Americans forget is to omit important events in American history and not include them in your classes, remove God from your schools, and so forth. So that creates a generation that doesn't know much of either of those things. So if you don't know your rights, tyrants aren't going to tell you what they are. Here's some interesting quotes. James Madison said, "Americans have the advantage of being armed, unlike the citizens of other countries where the governments are afraid to trust the people with arms." And Patrick Henry said, "The great objective is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able may have a gun." And George Mason said, "To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them." And Samuel Adams said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms." Alexander Hamilton, "The best that we can hope for concerning the people at large is that they be properly armed." And Richard Henry Lee, "To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, specifically when young, how to use them." So yeah, that's important, isn't it? Right? And, you know, you got to defend liberty from time to time. So I believe it's true that gun-carrying Americans, what they're saying, the chief reason America has remained a free country is the widespread private ownership of firearms. Individual ownership of guns made the American Revolution possible. So the principal purpose of the Second Amendment was to maintain our freedom from government. So it's an insult to our heritage to imply that the Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment just to protect deer hunters. Yeah. So the lies, you know, keep coming regarding heritage, religion, rights of defense, and things like that. So the laws that you think compel you into submission are written quite differently. Americans volunteer, let's say, to support their government, but are taught by officials that it's mandatory. So it can never be mandatory. Why? Well, if you read Mark 12, especially 12 and through 17, the rulers tried to destroy Jesus, they tried to destroy him in a catch-22, where if he answered one way, they planned to accuse him of either violating the law of Moses or the law of Caesar, and then arrest and kill him. So they don't realize that, hey, they were challenging the Creator, the God, and he never loses a battle. So Jesus answered, "Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give to God the things that are God's." So the point Jesus was making is everything belongs to God, and there's nothing left for the tyrants. So the baby boomers, I think, are the most likely, possibly, the last generation to realize that the church should be salt and not sugar. Salt and light. The scriptures talks a lot about salt and how it preserves, and it also can be an agitator. Salt has lost its savor, then it's worth nothing, Matthew 5 says. It's not even worthy of the dung pile. So the church is supposed to be salt and light, and it's not instructing the people what they need to hear, what they should be learning, but they're telling them what they need to hear. That's not a church anymore, you know? So you have a generation that goes along to get along, and they'll allow more and more fruits of the labor to be stolen, and their rights to live free without harassment to be whisked away by executive orders. So America's, you know, trading places with communist Russia. Russia looks more like a Christian nation than we do. So unless you stand for rights, you know, that your Heavenly Father gave you. I mean, those are the things you should stand and fight for. You know, we are to occupy until the Lord Jesus returns. And your right to be healthy is also under assault, as we've often pointed out. So your medical insurance rates are already way up there. Self-employment is also being effective. Your catastrophic insurance is out of sight. More money is being taken from paychecks across the country, leaving families with less and less. So you've got this stagnation where you're not making any more, but everything costs more. So you don't have to tolerate a tyrannical system, though. And, you know, it might not hurt to educate your employer. Employers have to match those fruits going to the government. And wouldn't it be so nice not to have to deal with that expensive W-2? Remember, you volunteer your wages to them. Even the Supreme Court agrees that. Here's a Supreme Court case. This is Flora versus the U.S., 362 U.S., 145, 1959. Never been overruled. It says the government can collect the tax from a direct court suitor by exercising its power of distraint. But we cannot believe that compelling resort to this extraordinary procedure is either wise or in accord with constitutional intent. Our system of taxation is based upon voluntary assessment and payment, not upon distraint. So if the government is forced to use these remedies of distraint on a large scale, it will affect adversely the taxpayers' willingness to perform under our voluntary assessment system. Isn't that what they're trying to do, Frank? Go to the distraint form of taxation? Distraint is to seize and basically steal from your property, your land, your wealth, your firearms, the sweat of your brow, which God says is yours and nobody else's. So the Supreme Court upholds that there is no tax on salary. This is Evans versus Gore, 253 U.S., 245, 1920, never been overruled. There are many more cases that support that you are offering your money to the government and it's not mandatory. So educate yourself. What is the legal source of income? The law of the land is only Congress has the power to lay and collect income tax, not some private agency like your Department of the Treasury. The IRS has no standing, and you volunteer to be their slave. The IRS intimidates Americans, uses their fruits, and takes away their liberty. All your money's going where? To other lands. So your health matters a lot. And, you know, and so does your freedom. And it affects your health if you're not free. And what gets God's attention is repentance, obedience, and faith. And God says obedience is better than sacrifice. So, seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short. And don't forget to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have their Memorial Day sale underway. You can save 25%. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.